My presentation this morning will share with you some experience from Ghana National Health Insurance Scheme. And as many of you may know, Ghana is one of the very few countries in the sub-Saharan Africa that made a very strong political commitment, I shouldn't say political, strong commitment to provide universal coverage to the whole population. But of course, the country is not there yet, hasn't achieved universal coverage, but its experience along the way is rather interesting. So, disclosure, nothing. As a background, over the last decades, there's an increasing interest in the world, especially in developing countries, in the development of social health insurance. And the World Health Organization in 2005 passed a policies resolution that encouraged countries in the world to adopt a social health insurance as a mean to mobilize resources and to provide equitable access to healthcare. And together with that, there's also a need, an increasing need as well, to evaluate the impact of insurance against these major key functions, which are improving health status and providing protection against the financial burden of healthcare. And so our study, and this is, again, a research study that is funded by the American people, our study contributed to this small and growing literature on impact evaluation of health insurance. And we look at the effect of Ghana National Health Insurance on protecting against the financial burden of healthcare. And we use data from two districts. And in particular, we look at two outcomes, which are the amount of out-of-pocket expenditure on curative care and also the likelihood that a catastrophic expenditure is incurred. A little bit of background on health financing in Ghana. After the country independence in 1957, the government decided to fully pay for public for services in the public sector. However, in the beginning 1970s, as the economy is stagnating and there's not enough tax money to pay for services for free anymore, and the country started to impose some nominal user fees in the public sector. These user fees increased substantially in 1985 with the goal to kind of recover about 15% of the current expenditure for health. And there's also a policy in place that provide exemption, fee exemption for a certain group of population like the poor and like children, pregnant women. However, fee exemption rarely was exercised in reality, and this remained the so-called unfunded mandate. And this user fee system has evolved into the so-called pretty famous cash and carry system, and it leaves a number of negative consequences in people's demand for health care. And there are studies out there that say that people, because of the high user fee, people have to delay seeking care when they are ill, or like they have to forego seeking care totally. And even when they access the health services, they would receive a low quality or inadequate care. And in particular, the out-of-pocket expenditure is very high in Ghana. During the mid-2000s, the household out-of-pocket expenditure accounted for 50% of the total health expenditure, and this is higher than the average of the sub-Saharan Africa of 39%. So this NHIS, National Health Insurance Scheme, was adopted by the government as one of the way to address the problem of the cash and carry system. It was enacted in 2003, started rolling out in 2005, and by 2008, it enrolled about 45% of the population. It's heavily funded by tax revenue and contribution of the formal sector workers to Social Security Fund. Member contribution only accounted for less than 5%, and there's also some fee exemptions to other groups, some premium exemptions. This is a very generous scheme. It covered 95% of all health conditions in the country, both inpatient and outpatient care. All public facilities are automatically enrolled in the scheme, and private facilities have to be accredited. I thought this is interesting. I just read it out loud. It's from the National Health Insurance Policy Framework. It says, within the next 5 years, every resident of Ghana shall belong to a health insurance scheme that would adequately cover him or her against the need to pay out of pocket at the point of service use in order to obtain access to a defined package of accessible quality health service. There's some review of the early experience of the scheme. It revealed a number of problems with the implementation, such as a delay in card assurance, delay in provider reimbursement, there are a number of quality of care problems and problems from the supply side, such as a discrimination against insured patients soliciting informal payment, and also patients still have to pay extra, although the coverage, the benefit package is generous. For things like drugs that are not covered by insurance or drugs that are in principle covered by insurance but just simply not available at the facility at the time of care. And there were also some early impact evaluation that look at utilization, and they kind of pretty much agree that the scheme actually improved the utilization of curative care quite a bit. So our study used a cross-sectional survey data of 2,500 households in two rural districts. And as we say, the main, the dependent variable would be the total amount of out-of-pocket expenditure on curative care and catastrophic expenditure. And we follow the standard in literature, and we define catastrophic expenditure as the one that is exceeds several thresholds, like 5% of household income per capita or 10%. Or 10% of household non-food consumption expenditure per capita, or 20%. And the main independent variable of interest is the membership in the insurance scheme and other covariates as well. This table, it has a lot of numbers, and this is actually, it shows a breakdown of out-of-pocket expenditure on curative care for the 1 year period. I just want to draw your attention to the one that I already highlighted in red. And if we look at the total, for example, a member would pay 21,000 Ghana cedi, whereas a non-member pay nearly 30,000. So member actually pay less, but you can see they still pay something like 70 or 75% compared to non-member. And they pay more for things like informal care, which is like self-medication or like seeking care at like traditional herb, healers and so on. Other expenses, other facilities that is unspecified, unofficial payment to providers or like purchasing a drug outside the facility. So this is very much resonate to the story that we heard before about the implementation issues of the scheme. This shows the incident of catastrophic expenditure as a line, and the bar shows the insurance coverage by income quintile. You see, on the right, insurance actually increased with wealth status. Poor people have something like 20% coverage of insurance, whereas rich people in the richest quintile have more than 50% coverage. At the same time, poor people are more likely to suffer from catastrophic expenditure. Whatever measure we use, we have four measures here, and they all cluster around 3%. So basically, 3% of people in the poorest income quintile had a catastrophic expenditure over the last 12 months. And this is compared to something like half a percent, 1% or like 0.5% among the richest quintile. So our results, the first one is on the catastrophic expenditure, and this is very clear. People that have insurance pay less than people that do not have health insurance. I would like to draw your attention to these are the two models. This is model one. We actually control for chronic health condition and the self-assessed bad health status of the respondent. And in model two, we didn't control for that. And what I just want to show you here is that not controlling for the bad health conditions actually would lead you to, and I don't have the pointer here. Is that?
I can provide it.
Oh, no, but it's just going to the man. This 30,000 is actually...
You can move this around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here it's actually... Oops. It says actually that without controlling for the chronic health conditions, you actually underestimate the effect of the program. In other words, there's some adverse selection of health insurance here, and if we don't really control for that, we would actually go provide a lower bound estimate of health insurance effect. This shows the effect on the catastrophic expenditure, on the incident of catastrophic expenditure. And so the y-axis here shows the magnitude of effect, whereas the x-axis, actually different bar shows a different measure, 5% of income or 10% of income and so on, as I already said. And this, so you can see here, whatever measure we use, the effect is significant at 5% point. And especially for this 5%, the effect is, so basically what it says is having insurance would reduce the percent, the probability of having catastrophic expenditure by 1 percentage point. We also look at the effect among the poor versus non-poor. And we run, we perform estimations for the poorest quintile separately from the all other, for the remaining of the population. And as you can see here, the effect is very strong among the poor, and actually all the results that we've seen so far, I think is the smallest driven by the effect in this low income group. So pretty much that's the result. We note some limitation in our study. There's adverse selection in insurance, which is well known, and we haven't fully addressed that, except that we actually control for chronic health conditions and bad health status. However, as we said, this bias would likely to actually make our results on a lower bound estimates. Basically, with that, we can assure that our insurance is actually have some statistical significant effect on the amount of out-of-pocket expenditure. Our survey was conducted in only two districts, and this is a country of 138 districts, so it's a very small portion of the country. So the results is indicative of the impact of the national health insurance scheme, but it shouldn't be generalized to the whole country. Some takeaway message. The small effects on the absolute amount raise some concerns about implementation issues like informal payment, use of informal care, or quality of insured services. However, the scheme has confirmed that it's play well a function as a safety net, meaning that it protect people against the financial risk of catastrophic expenditure. And the stronger effects of among the poor actually justifies the premium subsidies. And lastly, Ghana experience is highly applicable to other developing countries, especially countries in sub-Saharan Africa that has a very similar health system features. Thank you.